This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton. Michael is out today, and so we are going to be taking over and running the show, and I am looking forward to having my guests on. The topic today is called crowdfunding and the challenges that go along with that, and I know that this was something that Michael really wanted us to talk about. And so first I want to say, you know, thank you so much to Home Talk USA for doing Invent America. Thank you to our GCN network for hosting us. And if you would like to see more of the episodes and be able to listen to them or see them on our podcast, please go to InventorLady.com or InventAmerica.info. If you are an inventor and you need a service provider, give me a call, shoot me an email. We have got some really good ones that we have vetted over the years. And I also want to thank now CAD Design with Scott Tarsi. He will help you with that early stage prototype. And Kicker Design, one of our other sponsors, thank you so much, Kicker Design. Kicker Design does the manufacturer's prototype. And if you want more information about prototypes, you can pick up one of our episodes. And certainly, again, give me a call. I am happy to give you their contact information, but they are on the website as our sponsors. So, Ray Baraska, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for inviting me today, Rita.
So, crowdfunding. People kind of have a misconception on crowdfunding. They think, oh, I have an idea. I'll do a crowdfunding campaign, and I'm going to raise the money that I need to make the product. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, it's actually a waste of the rare resources that most inventors have available to them. And the reason for that is that what you need in order to run a successful crowdfunding campaign are resources. They think that you can get resources by running a crowdfunding campaign, and actually what you need are resources to conduct a crowdfunding campaign. And those resources are time, money, and either an extensive qualified email list that you've collected over a period of time, or alternatively, a significant social media presence.
Well, and I think, you know, I hear so many people say, well, I'm just going to, you know, I've got a good prototype. I'm just going to have a crowdfunding campaign to raise the money to manufacture. And that is just a really bad idea.
Correct. What most crowdfunding campaigns that actually do succeed, and by the way, very few of them actually do succeed. What most crowdfunding campaigns that do succeed really do well is use crowdfunding to market their product, not to raise money. It takes money to make money, and that's certainly the case with crowdfunding.
Well, you know, when I get a lot of inventors that will ask me what is the best use of my marketing dollars, because by the time they go through the patenting process and then they go through the design stage and get now their sexy prototype, they've spent a lot of their money. So marketing can actually cost as much or more than everything else combined. What is a better use of marketing dollars?
Well, one of the things that I think has worked very effectively, based on my experience, has been attending a trade show, for instance. At a trade show, you gain a large audience, a captive audience that's there for the duration of the trade show, and you have access to many, many more people than you would have if you had not built a significant social media following beforehand.
So tell our listeners, you know, what is the time commitment? Because I think that's, you know, what so many of them, when I tell them, it's like, you know, you're looking at this amount of time. So tell them, you know, tell our listeners, what are they looking at as far as their own personal time involvement in a crowdfunding campaign?
Okay. So basically, the way a crowdfunding campaign breaks down into a couple of different areas, the time required is about 6 months. You'll hear crowdfunding platforms, talk about a three-month lead time. That is just false. 6 months minimum to put together a cohesive, comprehensive crowdfunding campaign. But that's not where it ends. In addition, you need, on average, between $25,000 and $50,000 that you're going to be spending in the course of that crowdfunding campaign to raise the funds that you're trying to raise. In addition, even that's not enough, because you have to have either an extensive, qualified email list. In other words, an email list that you've put together over a period of time where the people on that list are people who are likely to be responsive to your pitch. Or, alternatively, a significant social media presence. And based on my experience, significant is something in the order of 20,000 followers. 2,000 is not going to work. And most people have barely 100 or 200. So that kind of limits the type of people who are in a position to actually successfully utilize crowdfunding as a vehicle to raise money to begin with. So more often than not, that list
has got to be very specific to the product that you've invented, not friends, families, and like the three F's, we say friends, families, and other fools. But, you know, people you've been talking to about high school over the years is not what we mean. It means people that are specifically interested in your product and what you are doing.
That's exactly right. It's a targeted email list. It's qualified in the sense that these are people that you've basically talked to about your idea or about your product for a long time. They're familiar with what you're doing, and they're supportive and have indicated their support previously.
Well, we're going to come back with two inventors who have had crowdfunding campaigns, and I want to kind of qualify what you've shared with us. Is that you were the founder of Colorado Crowdfunding, which was the third largest crowdfunding group in America for a long time. And so you've been doing this for a long time, and you know. And when you come back at the end of the show, I want you to share some of the statistics with our listeners so that they know this is a tough road to be able to do a crowdfunding campaign.
Exactly,
and
right.
So when we're talking about some of these inventors, you know, I have seen inventors raise, you know, $500,000 in a campaign and be bankrupt in 2 weeks. What happened to them?
Yeah, and those inventors who raise $500,000 are very rare indeed.
But what happened? How can that happen? You'd think that, well, if they wanted to raise $100,000 and they raised $500,000, what was the mistake?
Well, more often than not, what happens is they fail to correctly lay out what their costs are going to be. They're making these wild estimates based on the top of their heads without having done any real significant work in firming up what the cost to manufacture a product will be. And so what ends
All right.
up happening more often than not is that they have not calculated the correct price.
Right, right. So we're going to learn more about this with our next guest. His name is Elvis Hanoi, and he's going to tell us about his experience. And then Ray Baraska will join us again at the end of the show to kind of tie up what our inventors have told us. Thanks, Ray, and we'll be back to you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Ethan.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Rita Crompton here with Invent America, because America invents. We have been doing it since the very, very beginning of time. I have today with me Elvis. Elvis, give us that last name. There's a lot of vowels in there.
Henao, H-E-N-A-O, pronounced Henao.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Elvis and his family are inventors. They've got multiple products out there in the world, and they are working on some additional ones. But today we're talking about crowdfunding and the challenges that go along with it, because I think so many people have a misconception that it's easy. You're just going to go out there and raise money. This is not one of those things where if you build it, they will come, because they don't know you are there. And so we want to get, you know, everybody kind of on the right page of reality when it comes to crowdfunding. So, Elvis, tell our listeners about what you had invented. Give us a little bit of your background.
Sure. Just as an everyday, you know, the father and just kind of hands-on type of person, I discovered that sweeping floors just wasn't that practical, and there's just too many devices available. And I didn't reinvent the broom and the dustpan. I just made it better. So I was able to come up with a design that incorporated a microfiber sweeping broom or push broom with an integrated bristle, so it serves also as a sweeping broom. And I also accommodated a dustpan to work simultaneously with both features of a regular sweeping broom and be able to brush off the debris that gets stuck in the microfiber dustpan. So it's a very convenient and efficient, and you know, we're trying to get this product out to market.
Excellent. So you did do a crowdfunding campaign for a different product. Tell our listeners what happened, because you've got a very unique story.
I do. And I believe crowdfunding has evolved through the past couple of years. And when we jumped in, it was very just the thought of being able to go in there, raise some money, and kind of push out the venture capitalists and not have to give away a portion of your company to get money to keep your product moving forward. That was our vision when we initially jumped in. And some of the inventors were going that route, but once you get in there, you realize that it's very complex. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things need to be done. And I think the way it's evolved now, the platform has really kind of pushed that out a little bit, and it's more so directed towards a marketing tool to make sales. Once you have your product designed and all your manufacturing, you know, details are hashed out. So it's really evolved. You know, we did raise money, and what happened was that money got absorbed in the development of the product and trying to make the product work. And then when our price points for manufacturing were not where we wanted them to be, we had to circle back to the design of the product and try to simplify it and make it cheaper to manufacture. And that was our pitfall. You know, so in retrospect, if I had to kind of do it all over again, I think, you know, we would have probably spent a little more time developing the product prior to getting into crowdfunding.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I tell people exactly, is that you need hard costs before you launch a campaign. You need to know exactly what it's going to cost to make it and ship it. And I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they think, well, I'll build the campaign and then people will just come, but you end up paying a marketing firm. And if that was not figured into the cost, they're going to take it out off the top, and now you're underwater already. So I've seen multiple people that have had a successful campaign, but they are underwater before, you know, 2 weeks are out. And now they've got to really scramble to be able to try to fill those orders, because if you hit your mark and anyone has purchased it, they expect to receive it.
That is correct. And absolutely, the crowdfunding campaign, it's a platform. It's just like having a website. But if you don't attract customers or traffic towards that website, in this case, the crowdfunding campaign, nobody knows you're out there. And so it takes a lot of a marketing budget and a smart campaign to be able to bring in the traffic that you're looking for in that targeted audience. And that takes a good portion of, a budget to get that initiated. If you got a really good campaign and you get good traffic and all the right eyes, yes, you will get some organic sales through that. But initially, you have to get it started, and it does take a budget. And sometimes that is correct. We don't factor in the budgeting for the marketing side of it, and that will come out eventually from your earnings. And if you don't have that all figured out, then like you said, you're going to be upside down and underwater.
Yeah. And it's, a lot of people, they'll put it, build the platform for the campaign. They'll build it and they'll launch it and not realize that they needed to have now, like Ray had said earlier, the list of people you were going to shoot it out to. So they were expecting you to launch. And so now it's like, oh no, now what do I do? Well, then maybe they go out and they hire a marketing company, but the marketing company is going to take their piece, their price off the top of the raise. And so
that's correct.
An inventor is saying, all right, I've got to pay the platform because they're going to take, 4 or 5%. Then the payment processor, so if it's a PayPal or a credit card company, they're going to take a piece. And then the marketing company takes a piece. And so that all has to be factored in. So a lot of these campaigns, you see a winning campaign, it might be their fourth or fifth try at this, but you don't always know that.
That is correct, yes.
So, anyway, I hear our music playing, which means we have got to go and pay some bills. Elvis, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners. When they hear this kind of information, it gives them thought then to say, all right, what are my other options? So we wish you the best of luck, and I hope you do join us for the National Hardware Show coming up this year.
Thank you. Thank you, and good luck to all the inventors out there.
Thanks, Elvis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to reply to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order. Smith made that request on Friday, prompted by Trump's Truth Social post stating, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Two Orlando police officers are expected to recover after they were shot during a traffic stop Friday night. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers. The suspect then carjacked another car and a vehicle pursuit ensued.
The man then barricaded himself inside a hotel room and fired at officers again. The suspect was shot and killed. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea. That's been confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the inventor lady and host of Invent America. Today we're talking about crowdfunding, and while, you know, the idea is it is beneficial, it can also be very, very challenging. Our guest in this segment is Anthony Franco. He is the inventor of MC Squares. The website is mcsquares.com. Anthony is a serial entrepreneur, 5 successful startups, and 4 exits. So, and many of you will remember you've seen him on Shark Tank if you are watching watchers of Shark Tank. Anthony, tell our listeners what is MC Squares, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rita. Yeah, so MC Squares, we're a USA manufacturer of reusable stationery. We're known as the inventor of the reusable sticky note. We have 21 patents, and we do everything from reusable sticky notes to planners and notepads, all the way up to really cool and fun wall-mounted whiteboards and planners, too.
Well, that's very cool, and I've been to your website. I know you. I've seen your products, so they're wonderful. In fact, I've known you for a long time and saw some of your very beginning prototypes.
Very, very long time ago.
A long time ago. So, crowdfunding. You did a crowdfunding campaign. How did that go?
Well, we've actually done 3 on different platforms. So, I would say. We got lucky, and I would put it in that frame. I wouldn't say that I had a master stroke of genius and figured it out, and that's why we did well. But we got really lucky. One time was right after our airing at Shark Tank, and Kevin O'Leary helped us boost some of the crowdfunding that we did. And then another time, we had another group that attached themselves to our raise, and it did really well. And then the third time was a lot more. It was a lot more like what most founders experience, which was a very difficult time raising capital.
All right. So share with our listeners what's the most important thing that someone needs to know when they're considering now doing a crowdfunding campaign?
Don't do it. No.
Be honest, Anthony.
it's really hard. Like the most important thing I would say is you need to bring the crowd. So crowdfunding has this reputation where you launch a campaign and all of these crowdfunding sites, you know, they have, you know, they tout anywhere from 10 to 500,000 investors that will see your campaign. And that's all you need to do is just launch it, have a good video. And that is not the case whatsoever. In fact, a lot of these sites now won't even turn you on to their investors until you've raised $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 on your own.
Right, right. And that's what we see is that it's incredibly time-consuming and incredibly expensive, especially if you launch before you were really ready.
Even if you launch and you're perfectly ready, it's expensive.
Well, that is true, but it can be detrimentally expensive, like in losing the business and going under if you don't know that. So what, you know, for a lot of our inventors, they say, oh, you know, all right, I'll get all that stuff done, but they don't understand the time commitment.
Well, it's not just time. So it's for sure a time commitment, understanding what you're going to need to commit in time, but there's also an expertise. So you not only do you have to, you know, make a great video, which to do that takes time and expertise and money, and then you have to write all the copy. Then you have to actually go and market. And for a lot of folks, especially those that have a working product, it would be a lot less expensive to go out and sell the product than to try to sell equity into your company. And then there's agencies, to further compound it, there's agencies that will reach out to you once you launch your campaign and say, hey, we can help you do this. And most of them can't. Most of them are just take money from you and spend a crazy amount on ads and never get you anywhere. So it is time consuming, but it also just, it's not even the same of marketing a product. It's, you have to learn this whole new skill set of marketing to investors that also understand your product. So it's this extra layer of messaging that you have to get through too.
Right. And, you know, we get inventors that are, you know, they've got an idea, they've got a very cool product, it might be a game changer in industry, but they're not business people, they're not marketing people, they're not sales people. And so all those things that you're talking about is that you've got to get the message out there. Well, now you're hiring people, and that takes another piece of your money. And, you know, I'll get somebody that says, oh, I can do it all myself. And it's like, well, that's a recipe for disaster because you're probably not an expert in writing the script and doing the video. And honestly, the last thing that I want to see on a video is, you know, you've got to have other people giving testimonials. So, you know, I most of my inventors are, you know, retired people. All right. But I want to see, you know, a kid using it, you know, a mother using it, you know, somebody outside, somebody inside using it. I want testimonials of why this product is better than anything else in the marketplace. But I want it from a variety of people. So when I'm working as a licensing agent, I can say, oh, yes, you know, a retired person can use this. My mother gets great testimonials, and she's 87. So, you know, I want to see that variety. But, you know, for so many inventors, you know, they just they write this script, and holy mackerel. It's like, oh, wow, we got to do better than that. So, Anthony, thank you so much for being on, for your wisdom in all of this. And we need to go pay some bills, and the music is getting louder. So, Anthony Franco, MCSquares.com, and we will post your website on our site. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Rita.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. And we are talking about crowdfunding. My expert today is Ray Brasca, and he is the founder of Colorado Crowdfunding. It is the third largest crowdfunding organization in America. He has coached members on a variety of campaigns and strategies. So, Ray, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me, Rita.
So, what was the biggest challenge, or what is the biggest challenge for someone thinking of launching a campaign?
Resources. Resources are the biggest challenge. And by resources...
All right, explain.
Okay. By resources, I mean three things, essentially. I mean time, money, and then either a social media presence or a qualified email list. What we have seen again and again and again is absent those three things, your campaign will fail. And on average, campaigns fail 85% of the time. There are a lot of statistics out there, but the actual real number in terms of success is about 15% of all campaigns that get launched end up being actually successful. For many, that means, first of all, overcome the obstacles to getting on a platform. A really good example of that is Kickstarter. Kickstarter is what's called a vetted platform. And vetted platforms require you to go through a qualification process before they let you on the platform. Now, Kickstarter will tell you that their success rate is about 40%. The truth is their success rate is lower. It's about 30%. And the successes are more often than not with respect to craft projects, not with respect to design projects. When you go to a non-vetted platform like Indiegogo, for instance, the success rate falls precipitously. Those success rates are about 12.6%. So the problem with either a Kickstarter or Indiegogo is that if you choose a non-vetted platform, your success rate goes way down. If you choose a vetted platform, you have to put an extensive amount of resources into your campaign, and that may not be enough to get you qualified to be on Kickstarter. And then once you're on Kickstarter, again, the success rate is only 1 out of 3. An extraordinary amount of money and time and effort has to go into these campaigns before you even begin the process of trying to launch it.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what, you know, inventors, at least when crowdfunding really started to take off, it's like, you know, build it and they will come. They didn't realize that you had to have the crowd. They thought the platform was providing the crowd. And what we learned over time was that, no, you have to build your crowd. And it takes about 6 months to go out there and, you know, find those people that want to follow you and follow you as long as it takes for you to get that product ready to go and then stick with you throughout the campaign, which generally runs another 6 weeks. So for a lot of inventors, that time commitment is a real killer.
It's not only that, but most successful campaigns require more than just the sole inventor. They require teams, and inventors will have a difficult time assembling enough people around them to be responsible for the different aspects of getting the campaign successful. Everything from social media expert to taskmaster to public relations specialist, all of those types of skill sets are required in connection with any campaign in order for it to be successful. And it doesn't matter whether you're using a Kickstarter, Indiegogo, one of the investment-based platforms like WeFunder, they're all the same in terms of an extensive amount of resources, time, money, people, et cetera, are always required in order to be successful with any of these campaigns.
Well, and some of the things that an inventor needs to do to get teed up, you know, you still have to be, you know, patent protected before you can go on to a platform. You've got to have proof of concept, you know, functioning prototypes. You can't do it just on a design drawing, on the renderings anymore. You've got to have a functioning prototype. And then you've got to have, you know, really beautiful marketing material. But if you go to a professional trade show, you can get teed up to go to a professional trade show in a couple of months, and it costs you a fraction of the show, and you can talk to more people in 3 days than you can in 6 months on a crowdfunding platform. So with that, I want to make sure everybody knows we are getting ready for the National Hardware Show, and you should be joining us instead of trying to do a crowdfunding campaign. Ray, thank you so much for your insights, and everyone, stick around. Let us finish out this segment of the show and thank our sponsors. We're going to go pay some bills. Thanks, everybody. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today, and thank you to our guests, Elvis Hanoi and Anthony Franco, for their insight into crowdfunding, and to our expert, Raymond Baraska. I want to also thank our GCN network. You're wonderful. Thank you for having us on. HomeTalkUSA.com or InventAmerica.info is where you can get more information about our station and see podcasts of all of our shows. And if you would like to be on the show, please go and fill out the form, and I will drop it right into my file so that I have your information when I need people to be on the show. Thanks as well to our CAD design sponsor, Scott Tarsi. He does wonderful prototypes to anyone in the country, and to Kicker Design, who takes over after that and does the manufacturer prototypes and manufacturing. They are amazing. If you need a different type of service provider, please give me a call. Shoot me an email. I am happy to provide you with names and contact information of some of our vetted service providers. And join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting. We meet twice a month. And these are free meetings where our inventors can call in, kind of a, you know, talk version of our radio show. Ask your questions, and sometimes the best resource you find is the inventor next to you.
Produced by Home Talk Media. In association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value. And most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.